G.
Calgary.
This is Alanis Morissette.
Hi, this is Robert Smith of The Cure.
Hi, this is Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
I've got my orange.
Alternative.
So what is that again?
New Wave.
Grunge.
Much Music Hits.
Indie.
Classic Alternative.
Rock.
Alt Pop.
Retro.
You're not just one thing, so neither are we.
We're 107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's Iconic Alternative.
Up and transport me unceremoniously away from the swollen sea breeze, garbage bag trees, acts of enormity, and lower me slowly and sadly and properly. Get Rock Luder to sing my eulogy.
Alternative.
Here is the official definition.
It's like a $9.99 casino buffet. Something for everybody.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's Iconic Alternative.
play another Canadian artist.
Not because we have to, because we want to. Also, it's the law.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
No matter which way you go, no matter which way you stay, you're out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind. I was walking with the ghost. I said, please don't insist. I was walking with the ghost. I said, please don't insist. No matter which way you go, no matter which way you stay, go out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind. I was walking with the ghost. I said, please don't insist. I was walking with the ghost. I said, please don't insist.
The Edge.
It's iconic.
Calgary's iconic alternative. Blind. So
this Father's Day with beef brisket for just $5.49 a pound. Available June 12th through 18th. Slow cooked, smoked, or grilled. However you slice it, it's a cut dad will love. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
What up, my fellow deal hunters? It's Angela inviting you to run with the pack this weekend because Wolf Calgary is celebrating big time. Wolf Chev GMC Buick has a brand new location, 768 101st Street Southwest. That's just off Stony Trail. And if you haven't seen it yet, well, I'm secondhand embarrassed for you, okay, frankly. June is truck month and the deals are running wild. We're talking employee pricing on trucks, 0% financing for 72 months, and up to $7,000 off Corvettes. Yeah, $7,000. Don't sleep on that. Meanwhile, at 756 101st Street Southwest, Wolf Cadillac is open as well with luxury savings of up to $15,000 on Lyric and 0.99% financing for 84 months. Oh, and Costco members, you're stacking an extra $1,200 in savings. So grab your keys, call your ride or die passenger princess, and make your way down to Wolf Calgary today. New locations, bigger deals, and one heck of a weekend to be car shopping.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Are you still dreaming of a new truck for summer? Still dreaming of dirt trails and double takes on the daily commute? Still dreaming of grit and luxury forged in the perfect Tundra package? Kim Beach here from Charles Glen Toyota, Alberta's celebration destination, where dreams become chrome-coated reality in your all-new 25 Toyota Tundra Double Cab SR. Lease yours for only $174 weekly on a 60-month lease OAC. Celebrate strength, style, and serious capability at Charles Glen Toyota, home of steel dreams and Alberta's toughest trucks. It's time to get in and go, because if you've got big dreams, we've got big trucks. Let's celebrate the road ahead at Charles Glen Toyota, Alberta's celebration destination. Visit us in the Northwest Auto Mall or start the celebration at gettoyota.com.
Okay, I'm done.
Baby, you're wearing a bucket. We're supposed to make bucket lists.
I tried, but then I remember that tooth in my smile that bothers me. This seemed like a better idea. Ow!
Well, lucky for you, I made a bucket list, and Invisalign at Family Braces is at the top. It's only $149
a month. $149 a month? That's so affordable.
Invisalign is totally in.
Buckets off.
Invisalign for only $149 a month. No referrals or buckets needed. Book your free consultation today at familybraces.ca.
Ready to transform your commercial space? At Southern Alberta Construction, we specialize in tenant improvements that maximize your business potential. Our expert team navigates building codes and uses durable materials to create efficient layouts that work for you. Whether it's a barrier-free washroom or a new office configuration, we handle it all with precision.
It's exactly how we pictured it.
Whether you want to build it, renovate it, or restore it, Southern Alberta Construction can help. Check out our 5-star Google reviews and get your quote today at southernalbertaconstruction.com.
The Great Outdoors Comedy Festival returns to Princess Island Park this August 22nd through 24th. Comedy giants Burt Kreischer, Whitney Cummings, Theo Vaughn, and more hit the stage this summer for a weekend packed with laughs. Tickets on sale now at greatoutdoorscomedyfestival.com.
Are you still dreaming of a new truck for summer? Still dreaming of dirt trails and double takes on the daily commute? Still dreaming of grit and luxury forged in the perfect Tundra package? Kim Beach here from Charles Glen Toyota, Alberta's celebration destination, where dreams become chrome-coated reality in your all-new 25 Toyota Tundra Double Cab SR. Lease yours for only $174 weekly on a 60-month lease OAC. Celebrate strength, style, and serious capability at Charles Glen Toyota, home of steel dreams and Alberta's toughest trucks. It's time to get in and go, because if you've got big dreams, we've got big trucks. Let's celebrate the road ahead at Charles Glen Toyota, Alberta's celebration destination. Visit us in the Northwest Auto Mall or start the celebration at gettoyota.com.
Corus Entertainment, home to 36 radio stations, including 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative, broadcasting throughout Alberta and now nationally on iHeartRadio. Download the free app today or tune us in at iHeartRadio.ca.
Wow! Just wow!
I'm saying wow!
Several times.
107.3 The Edge,
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Came to me, so amazing.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Instant analysis. Jock Wilson and Dave McIver round out the team, providing in-depth coverage of the game.
QR Calgary is also proud to welcome back our title sponsor, your Alberta Ford dealers.
Our 90-minute pregame starts right now on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
In a casino, drop by, say hi, enter for a chance to win tickets to the next Stampeder home game. Our street team is here. That next Stampeder home game is Saturday. Next Saturday, the Ottawa Red Blacks are in town, the 0-2 Ottawa Red Blacks. But before we get rolling this afternoon on the pregame show, let's take a look back at last Saturday afternoon at McMahon Stadium. A nice way to start off the 2025 season for the Red and White.
Gives to Mills. He dances. Push ahead. He's in the end zone. Touchdown! Stampeders, a tremendous opening drive. If he does that, second down and goal to go from the 3-yard line. Adams is in the gut. Longley shifts back to the tight end left. But no, they'll go on the ground to Mills. He runs up the middle.
Adams in the gun. Crouching behind him is Mills, who shifts to the right. Adams gives. Mills has a hole. Goes up the middle. He's in the end zone. Touchdown! Stampeders!
The last time I had that was like college, though, man. It's been a while since I got three touchdowns in one game being professional, man.
Yeah, man. It was a great team win on all phases, special teams, offense, and defense. So we're going to celebrate this one, but it's just the beginning. We got a lot to work to do.
It wasn't pretty, you know, by any means, but it's a win, and it's so hard to get wins in this league. We're going to get better, though. We got a really good team. We have a really good team, and once we get it together, get it clicking, I think we're going to be special.
Dietrich Mills had three touchdowns, rushed for 95 yards. The opening drive for the Calgary Stampeders was so impressive as they took the opening kickoff. They took it 85 yards. They scored the touchdown. You know, you could say, Dave McIver, that maybe they took their foot off the gas pedal a little bit in the fourth quarter, and they allowed the Hamilton Tiger Cats to stick around. Hey, Bo Levi Mitchell threw the ball 51 times. The fact that they did not get a sack on defense, that was a little bit of a point of contention for head coach and general manager Dave Dickinson. But all in all, a passing grade for the Calgary Stampeders in week one.
Anytime you can score 38 points, Jock, that's going to be a recipe for success for the Calgary Stampeders. Can they do it again today? We will see. Hey, this offense is supposed to be good. We've talked about it. Mm-hmm. We expect them to be good. Now, can the defense go out there and have the same kind of impact they had last week, this week? There's tape on these guys now.
Toronto's probably going to have a little bit of a different game plan that Hamilton came out with. So we'll see. It's it is nice, though, coming to the Deerfoot Inn and Casino and thinking, I think the Stamps have a really good shot today.
Yeah, I would agree. And you know, Dominic Rimes wasn't really involved in the offense last week. I'm curious to see if he takes a bigger role in the offense this year, at least this week. And then Damian Alford, the number one pick overall in the CFL draft, he did not play last week. He is going to make his CFL debut in this one. And the word we are getting from Toronto and BMO Field, Bryce Bell, your starting center, who is a game-time decision, it looks like he will be able to go. So this is a decimated Toronto Argonaut team. This is not the same Toronto Argonaut team that won the Grey Cup championship last year in Vancouver. The Stampeder offense should be able to put up some points against this team.
You look at the already building chemistry between a Vernon Adams and a Clark Barnes, which was nice to see last week. Reggie Bagleton seems to be in midseason form already. Not surprised there. Jalen Philpott, would like to see him get a little bit more involved in the offense. But hey, if Dedrick Mills can go out there and do what he did last week, they're going to be a very tough team to stop, because if you can't stop them on the ground, or you're trying to stop them on the ground, they're going to get you in the air.
And defensively for the Calgary Stampeders, as I mentioned, Bo Levi Mitchell threw the ball 51 times. You know, that secondary, we were so curious about how that secondary was going to look. I know Damon Webb is a veteran at that safety position, but other than that, you know, a lot of fresh faces in that secondary. I think they got the passing grade.
They definitely got the passing grade. I thought Tyler Richardson was excellent last weekend. How about Adrian Green, mm-hmm. who was in there for the injured Ben LeBrosse, who's, not in the lineup, but he, you know, couldn't get fully healthy during camp. So, yeah, that was our big question mark, right, last week. It's going to be interesting to see at the linebacker position without Gary Johnson Jr., who was excellent on special teams last week, what that will look like. But this is a team that played well last week. Now, new defensive coordinator, young defense. There's tape on him now. So
right.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Argos do today. Hey, if you can get to Nick Arbuckle, I think you got a good chance to win this one.
Yeah, did they stop the run? I'm not sure they did, because, again, when you throw the ball 51 times, yeah. they weren't trying to run the ball, but, you know, the numbers say that they were able to stop the run, and Markell Lee did have 10 defensive tackles in that middle position. Of course, the one change on the defensive line is Miles Brown, who was a free agent signing from the Saskatchewan Roughriders. He is out with a little bit of an injury. More in the injury report coming up. Josiah Coatney gets the start at that middle defensive tackle position.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the big test today, is can this defensive line get a little bit more pressure on Nick Arbuckle, right? Because they weren't able to do it to Bo Levi Mitchell last week. Clarence Hicks on the run, fantastic. He was able to get, you know, a bunch of good stops. He was excellent. Flo, can he get to the quarterback today? That's the big question, because I know they want more out of those end positions, and they'll need more if they want to stop getting thrown out 51 times.
All right. If you've got a question for the pregame show, whether it's Greg Peterson, whether it's Mark Steven, whether it's myself, whether it's Dave McIver, text line is always open here on the home of the Calgary Stampeders. That text line is 403-974-8255. We're warming you up for the Stamps and the Hamilton, not the Hamilton Tiger Cats, that was last week. We're warming you up for the Stamps and the Toronto Argonauts, the opening kickoff coming your way just after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Mark Steven and Greg Peterson, they are in Toronto, of course, the Argos. Their ring presentation, the championship banner will be hung today. And when we come back on the pregame show, we're going to take a quick look at the other side. These two teams, remember, were involved in a major trade in the offseason. Flo Arimolade coming back to Calgary. Stamps linebacker Cam Judge going to the Argos. We're going to have a chat with Cam Judge when we come back. This is the Stampeder Pregame Show. Thank you so much for listening to QR Calgary on 770 CHQR and 107.3 The Edge.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
June is Discover Days at Volvo Calgary. Right now, enjoy reduced lease rates and save up to $7,000, including eligible government incentives. Discover luxury, innovation, and the award-winning safety Volvo is known for. Volvo's quality of products, the Volvo commitment to safety and innovation, and customer service excellence has become a generational tradition in Calgary. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or start your journey online at volvocarscalgary.com. Don't miss Discover Days on now.
Calling all baseball fans. Want to knock your summer out of the park?
The Deerfoot Inn and Casino is hosting an exclusive viewing party on July 26th, where one lucky guest will win the ultimate baseball road trip. Four games in 4 days in Toronto for you and a guest, plus round-trip air transportation, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to each of the four games, and $500 spending cash. For full details on how you can earn ballots to win your way into the viewing party on July 26th, visit DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
You're listening to 770 CHQR AM and 107.3 CFGQ FM Calgary, Chorus Entertainment Radio Stations.
Beyond our 50,000 watt radio signal, get the Radio Player Canada app. Favorite QR Calgary and listen to Stampeders games no matter where you are.
Shane Holmes has once again partnered with Kids Up Front for another great season of Stampeder football through its Yards for Kids program. Every Stampeder offensive yard this regular season, Shane Holmes will donate $1 to Kids Up Front. So far this season, 428 yards of offense against the Hamilton Tiger Cats last week. That's $428 for the kids and Kids Up Front. If it is your favorite, it's probably Shane Holmes, Calgary's favorite home builder. Quick look at the Alberta Ford Dealers kickoff countdown clock. The opening kickoff will happen just after 2 o'clock Calgary time this afternoon, 83 minutes away from that opening kickoff. The Stamps and the Argos, as week number 2 of the CFL season is underway. Let's take a quick look at the other side here on the pregame show. As I mentioned earlier, the Stamps and the Argos were involved in a blockbuster trade in the offseason. Flo Arimolade on the defensive line coming back to the Calgary Stampeders, and going back to the Toronto Argonauts was Canadian linebacker Cam Judge. Here's Cam with the voice of the Calgary Stampeders, Mark Stephen.
Well, our visit on the other side is with Toronto Argonauts linebacker Cam Judge. And Cam, first of all, thank you for joining us. And before we dive into some of the developments surrounding you, let's look at the Argos in game one. What did you sort of take away from that? A season opening loss against Montreal, but still lots of season to go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. A lot of season to go, we got a lot of new guys on the defense, so definitely was a lot to learn from going forward. But, the guys, they're all excited to improve on that. And, I think we could have a good group going forward.
All right. Well, you're part of that good group going forward. And Cam, I guess, just ask the obvious question. It was a big move by both the Argos and the Stampeders in the offseason, dealing you to the Argos. Did the trade catch you off guard at all?
Yeah, it definitely caught me off guard. Yeah, it wasn't something I was expecting to hear, but I mean, it's the business of things.
Mm-hmm. In terms of it, I guess it kind of helps going back to Toronto. It's ironic that both you and Flo Arimolade are going back to teams you came from. So I guess that made the adjustment a little easier, did it?
Yeah, it definitely helped with the transition. Obviously I was here with Coach Dinwiddie last time. A lot of the staff is the same as when I was here. So definitely helped with the transition for sure.
Yeah, in terms of the moves, too, I guess, the Stampeders, tough year a year ago, and they were just under the gun to make moves, and it turns out that you were one of them, so I guess that's just the nature of the business sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like you said, it was a pretty rough year, so, change is inevitable after a season like that, I just happen to be one of the pieces moving around, and it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, speaking of changes, you've had a change in your personal life. Tell us all about that.
I had my first son, my first child in general in January. So, getting adjusted to the life of fatherhood.
Well, how's the adjustment going, I guess?
It's going pretty good, I got pretty blessed with my son, he's a pretty well-behaved baby. So, enjoying it while it lasts, because I heard it doesn't last too long. So.
Well, I know he's only 5 months old, but do you see football in his future? Is he growing up to be big like his dad?
Oh, yeah. He's a big boy right now, so I could definitely see it being in his future as well.
All right. Well, it's good to hear. Just when you hit the field on the weekend, I guess just a lot of handshakes and hugs based on your couple years here with the Stampeders?
Oh, yeah. You know, after the game, for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of guys there. You know, I spent a few years with some of them, so, yeah, a lot of good friends on the team. But, I mean, once that whistle blows, you know, it's strictly business, and, you know, we can shake hands after the game.
Well, Cam, good luck with it, both personally and professionally, and thanks very much for joining us.
All right, yeah, thank you very much. Have a good one.
All right, that's Cam Judge on the other side with Mark Steven warming you up for the Stamps and the Toronto Argonauts. And, you know, I guess having that new addition to your family is always important. Look at Chris Streveler. He has a new addition to his family, and he was able to light it up, you know, this week for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. But the one thing I will say, Dave McIver, is, you know, the Toronto Argonaut linebacking core is still one of the best in the business. You know, Winton McManus can still play this game at a very, very high level, and we know what kind of player Cam Judge is as well.
I mean, Cam was an absolute warrior for the Calgary Stampeders. A lot of people probably didn't see it because he just kept going out there every single play, but he was basically dealing with a stinger like every single game. He'd come off, his, you know, they'd be rubbing his arms and rubbing his neck, and that defense had to go right back out there a lot of times when in the past few years, Jock. So he still brings a ton to the table. You said Wint McManus. I'm interested to see what the secondary can do for the Toronto Argonauts, because gone is Tunde Adeleke. Gone is Deshaun Amos.
Yeah.
Gone is Royce Metchie. They've got some new faces back there. And if Vernon can kind of get out of that pocket, and you know, maybe I'm sure they'll be spying him at times today and get away from a linebacker, there should be some open players downfield for the Calgary Stampeders.
We talk about a rebuild for the Calgary Stampeders. It basically is a reset, and maybe they didn't want to have a reset after winning the Grey Cup Championship last year, but they got picked apart in free agency. So, yeah, a new-look defensive line, a new-look secondary, still a very, very good linebacking core. But maybe the biggest loss, obviously, and I know Nick Arbuckle was the Grey Cup MVP last year, did a miraculous job, a very, very nice job coming in for relief, you know, from Chad Kelly. But, hey, Chad Kelly is a better quarterback than Nick Arbuckle. Let's just call it like it is. And, you know, he's still on the shelf.
Yeah, we know that Nick can give you a game here or there, right? And he was able to do that in the Grey Cup last year. Came up big when it needed most. But in terms of overall talent and the consistency of a full regular season, you're obviously going to want Chad Kelly to be back. So the Stamps, they have an opportunity here, Jock, today to take on, let's be honest, a backup quarterback in Nick Arbuckle and maybe move to 2-0.
Hey, it was a big week for the Calgary Stampeder alumni. Three members of the alumni got the call to the hall, the 2025 class of the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, including Jermaine Copeland, receiver, outstanding receiver, defensive back, linebacker, Darryl Hall, that really, really was a trendsetter because he started that Sam linebacker position, a sort of a hybrid between a DB and a linebacker, and, of course, defensive back Scott Flagel. We're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back and go around the CFL. Around the CFL is presented by the Furness family. The Furness family is up next as we're going to check in for the first time this afternoon with the Hall of Fame voice of the Calgary Stampeders. Mark Steven is in Toronto at BMO Field. Mark will join us for Around the CFL for the Furness family when we come back. As the pregame show continues, Stamps and the Argos in the spotlight this afternoon on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Hi, Andrew Schultz here from the Morning Brew, QR Calgary, and I've been having a blast at Wolf Chevrolet GMC Buick, their brand new location. It's got that new car smell throughout the entire dealership. Wolf Chevrolet GMC Buick at 768 101 Street Southwest. Pop on by, and how about this? You're looking for that trade-in? Up to $5,000 over market value with your trade-in. They've got a U.S. buyer on site today. Oh, and you're looking for a new car? Might as well have it pay off for you. The first five deals get a $500 gift card. Oh, you're wondering about selection. How about this? Over 350 new vehicles on ground, 92 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, and it is truck month, so it's deals galore. We're talking about 0% on select models up to 72 months and much, much more. The service that you expect and the new ride that you need. Come on down, pop by and say hi. Wolf Chevrolet GMC Buick, of course, the brand new location, 768 101st Street Southwest.
Other guys pretend. We deliver the goods. We're the official radio voice of the Calgary Stampeders. Brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
I definitely had a chance to talk personally with Jermaine. I knew about it, and I'm really proud of him, and I think he's well-deserved. And that's a heck of a group. You know, I don't know if he'll get there, but I know Rambo is just Ulrich there. It seemed like that was a heck of a group with Henry pulling the trigger. And he had some great years at Montreal as well, so we're proud that he was a Stampeder. Darryl Hall, I've said for years, was one of the most underrated teammates I've ever had. I just thought he was great. One of the best, so I'm super happy for him because his career ended, what, maybe 25 years ago, maybe more even. Just really happy for Darryl. And I was able to get a hold of him and talk with him and at least text a little bit, and I just feel like he's a guy that gets maybe doesn't get the recognition he deserved, but now he has, and so sure proud that people recognize what he gave to the Stampeders, but also our league.
Congratulations to all three Calgary Stampeder alumni getting the call to the Hall this week. Jermaine Copeland, defensive back, linebacker Darryl Hall, and defensive back Scott Flagel. That, of course, was Stampeder head coach and general manager Dave Dickinson talking about the Hall of Fame induction earlier this week. The other players going to the Hall, Brian Chu, formerly of the Montreal Alouettes, and Jovan Olafoye of the Montreal Alouettes as well. So a very nice, actually, mostly with the BC Lions, but a very, very good Hall of Fame class being inducted in 2025. And it was interesting because Jermaine Copeland was here in Calgary last weekend as the Stampeders celebrated their 80th birthday party. They brought in a lot of former champions. And when the announcement came down on Wednesday, I had Jermaine Copeland on the show. And he said the funnest part of it was getting the news from his little brother, Nick Lewis.
Why did that?
We had such a mushy time. Like, you talk about two grown men crying over a conversation real quick. Like, we just going back and forth reminiscing and snot going everywhere. But we definitely had some reminiscing going on. It was whining, but it was a good time, though. We was definitely emotional. But without question, me and Nick clicked off rip. That was just made to be. You know, you can't stand in God's path a lot of times. And he was put there for me. And I think I was put there for him as well.
You know, as only Jermaine Copeland could describe, the tears were flowing, the snot was flying. It was a pretty emotional time. Let's go around the CFL for the Furness family here on the pregame show as we bring in the Hall of Fame voice of the Calgary Stampeders, Mark Stephen. And, you know, Mark, I look at that Hall of Fame class, and, yeah, three very well-deserving members of the Calgary Stampeder alumni getting the call.
Well, you certainly got all the inside information from Jermaine there, I can tell you that. But, no, he deserves to go in there. You're sort of the unofficial cutoff is, you know, to be a Hall of Famer is 10,000 yards. He actually played here. This was his last team he played for in Toronto, and he just squeaked over the 10,000-yard plateau. But, you know, the bulk of his great seasons were with the Stampeders, and as you mentioned, with Nick Lewis and Kenyon Rambo, and at times there was Rombie Bryant and others. But very deserving to go into the Hall of Fame. You mentioned Darryl Hall there. You know, he ran into a couple of things why he was overlooked for so long. First, and as you said, he was playing a new position. What he did didn't exist until he started to play it, and now it's standard in the CFL. And during his career, Darryl's a pretty straight-shooting guy. He played under the shadow of Alondra Johnson, who certainly took a lot of the oxygen out of the room because Alondra could talk, and Darryl doesn't talk as much. So that's some of the reasons why, and Alondra's a great player too. But, you know, Darryl just stuck to his business and probably didn't get the attention he deserved for those reasons.
Mark, I will say you and I were ahead of our time back in, I think it was about 2006, when we had the Coping with Nick show. It could have made millions on a podcast. Of course, those two personalities, Nick Lewis and Jermaine Copeland, it was outstanding radio. I loved it. I thought it was some of the best radio we ever did. It was different, so different at the time.
Cope certainly remembered it when I was talking about him last week. And you know, the other funny thing is, remember when he was first signed by the Calgary Stampeders? He comes in and he's wearing that white suit and the white hat. And you're thinking, what are the Stampeders getting in Jermaine Copeland? Who is this guy? I asked him, I said, do you still own the suit? And could you still fit into the suit? He says, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I could still fit into it. I'm not sure Nick could fit into any of his suits anymore, though. So, he's got a good sense of humor. I love that.
Yeah, well, no, he nailed it. They were just meant for each other. I have no idea how the two of them, you know, ended up. Why were they put together? Because, and that's the only answer I can give. They were supposed to be together, and certainly gave Stampeder fans a lot of memories and laughs.
I will say this. Coming up on the halftime show, I'm going to play a segment of that interview, and he'll talk about it, because he came to Calgary, number one, because Jim Barker called day one of free agency, and, you know, obviously they had won a championship together in the XFL. And he said, I came to Calgary because Nick Lewis was a baller. He was a rookie in 2004. That team was not very good in 2004, but every time I played against him, that was a guy I wanted to play against. He said, I had the comfort food and the comfort zone with Ben Cahoon with the Montreal Alouettes, but I just knew I would have that same kind of relationship with Nick Lewis. So Nick Lewis was a big reason why Jermaine Copeland came to Calgary.
Yeah, very perceptive by Cope, you know. And let's remember, too, he did have perceptive. He wasn't just a lot of fun. I mean, he is still a lot of fun. He coached in two different places. He coached for Hamilton for a year, coached with Saskatchewan for a year, because, you know, he was regarded as one of the great players at preparing himself for a game, both in terms of taking notes and being aware of what's going on, and physically as well. So, yes, he's a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, but he also, when the time was to be serious, he was serious.
Without a doubt. And now he's seriously into the concrete business, you know, in Tennessee, his home state, which is kind of fun. All right, let's go around the CFL, Mark Stephen, for the Furness family. Of course, week number two is underway. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, what, they've been to the Grey Cup Championship 5 consecutive years. They've lost the last 3, which isn't great. But, you know, Winnipeg doesn't seem to miss a beat, even though, you know, they lost their number one running back in that game against the BC Lions. And that Winnipeg defense still looks very solid, because they made Nathan Rourke and the BC Lions, who looked so good in week one, they made them look pretty average in week two.
And I must confess, I underestimated Streveler. I think we think of him as just a running quarterback and a guy that, hangs out in fur coats and 28 below Winnipeg. But he does a lot more than that. He played very well, so let's give him credit. Brady Oliveira, now that's another question they're going to have to overcome, but so far so good.
This is Alberta Ford Dealer Stampeder Football. The game last night saw the Montreal Alouettes go into Ottawa, hand the Red Blacks their second straight loss. You know, this is almost Bo Levi-esque what Davis Alexander is doing. He's now 6-0 as a starter, and it's not all because of the quarterback. And Bo Levi didn't have his great start just because he was the best quarterback on the block. He had a great defense. That Montreal defense is for real. I had them number one on my Sports Talk with Jock power rankings, and I'll still have them number one. I think they're obviously the best team in the East. They may be the best team in the CFL right now.
Yeah, very fair comment, and they certainly frustrated Matthew Schultz, the former Stampeder, and, you know, is Drew Brown going to be back when they play the Stampeders next week? I'm not sure. No, Montreal is very good. Look, you know, they won it in 23. They lost the final at home in 24, but they're still a good team. I mean, they're right up there with the best. It was a bold move, I got to say, with Alexander, you know, to move on from a championship quarterback like Cody Fajardo, but it's so far it's working, and good for them, good for Jason Moss, and they will be a handful. They play in Edmonton this week.
And I know that Ottawa was without Drew Brown, Mark, but they had a lot of high hopes coming into this season. I don't think they predicted they'd be 0-2 to